the rising cost of lumber and how it's affecting the construction industry. First of all, do you know how much lumber has risen in price?
Well, I think the last numbers I've seen over the year, or probably the year and, you know, maybe 14, 15 months, is we're well over 600% rise in wood products in costs.
How is this affecting the industry?
Well, you know, I speak on behalf of the institutional, commercial, and industrial sector. We call that the ICI sector. You know, for the most part, our contractors have been able to manage those increases. Certainly, it's a much more of a challenge in the residential market, and ultimately those costs are being passed on to the owners.
Do you know what's behind this rise in cost?
Well, I think there's a confluence of several issues. One is, you know, when COVID kind of hit, there was a significant reduction in production capacity, thinking that there would be a market collapse for the need. That went to the contrary, and when construction was deemed an essential service, we were privileged to see construction continue. The production was slow to catch up, and ultimately they were never able to meet the demand. And the other thing we have to remember, this is a global crisis, so it's not like we have a regional impact that causes a regional blip to costs. For instance, years ago we saw a mill catch fire and it reduced capacity. We had the mountain pine beetle that reduced capacity, but we also remember that we have a global market for BC timber. And there's a global need, particularly in North America, for construction materials. So, you know, with a strong commercial and residential market comes a strong demand, and our capacity just isn't there.
Where do you see this going? Do you see any kind of relief? Do you see prices going down?
I would like to think they will, and the reason I think they will is, you know, the first element, if we look at the supply, is that as we recover and get back to some state of norm when it comes to our economy and production and mills meet the demand, we'll see that will mitigate costs. The second element would be as it really becomes a stabilization where the supply gets caught up to the demand or becomes closer to the demand. In BC, we've struggled with our wood product industry for many years. Often it was undervalued. Now we have a bit of an overvalue. So there is somewhere in the middle that has to be identified. And I think over the next 6 to 8 to 12 months, we'll start to see a correction in the, particularly around timber. And, as the supply starts to reach the market, we'll start to see those costs equal. I think they will correct themselves.
Are you getting any kind of support in kind of lowering these costs?
For timber, for instance, there's a market aspect to this where it's a commodity and it's traded. You know, when you're trading lumber at, $1,400, $1,500 a 1,000 board feet, where a year ago it was $250, you know, these are traders that are finding and establishing the demand. You know, whether the government can regulate that, I'm concerned, because, again, as the government regulates, often comes with its own challenges and, you know, and inability to meet markets. So, you know, we have to be careful of that. Where the government can create opportunity is perhaps, you know, how they approach, you know, other costs that are imposed on a project, particularly with local governments and regulatory requirements. The regulations are there to protect public safety, but sometimes the bureaucracy can be quite costly.
Who is this impacting the most? Is it developments? Is it new projects coming up around the province? Who gets hit the hardest by this price increase?
Ultimately, if we're talking the residential market, and particularly I would say for us it's the multi-residential, the high-rise market, or even the residential market, it's going to impact the homeowner. The cost of lumber on a house today is running anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000, depending on the statistic you look at. That's ultimately going to go down to the home buyer, and that's just lumber. For the commercial and institutional, you have to remember that our tax dollars go to a significant component of our infrastructure. Those tax dollars don't go as far, so perhaps it means that we can't do as many projects, because the one project the government has a focus on doing is over its budget because of costs. So I think the government would be intent on doing the project. I think it's in public interest to do those projects. but it may mean they're going to have to do less of them because the capital pool is, you know, going to cover escalation costs. So ultimately, and, you know, as taxpayer, that comes down to us as taxpayers.